Thanks, Harry. Hotels and guesthouses in Donegal are reporting a sharp drop in business sentiment due to Brexit. The Irish Hotels Federation says business sentiment amongst hotels and guesthouses in the county and across the country has deteriorated sharply year on year. It says this represents a stark change in outlook compared to 2018. An industry survey undertaken by the IHF shows only 40% of hoteliers nationally now have a positive outlook for their business over the next 12 months. This compares with 79% who reported a positive outlook at the start of 2018. Chairman of the IHF in Donegal is Paul Diver. He says they fear that the regional tourism business is at risk of being hardest hit.
Yeah, there would be a huge concern. You know, hotels are very, very nervous. We've known about this for 2 years now, and I suppose in many respects Brexit happened for hotels in Donegal over the last 2 years when the sterling rate went from 143 or 144 down to 106 or 107. You know, so the concern has been here for a while. Everyone would have hoped that a deal would have been reached at this stage, but time is running out. But, you know, the hotels here in Donegal, as I said, we've known about this for the last 2 years, and we're as prepared as we can be for it. You know, different areas, for example, the hotels in Mundoran would be very much targeting the domestic market. Donegal Town are getting ready for the Chinese market. So different areas are doing different things, you know, in order to be as prepared as we can be if a no deal happens. Falch Ireland have been very good. We've been meeting with Falch Ireland over the last 2 years, but very much so over the last couple of months. And Falch Ireland are rolling out a marketing campaign in Northern Ireland over the next couple of weeks to try and attract that business back to Donegal, because the Northern Ireland market over the last number of years has been hugely important to Donegal, and that's been the traditional market that has kept the hotels going during the winter. And with the reduction in sterling and with the uncertainty in Northern Ireland and no devolved government in Northern Ireland, that market has certainly decreased. But we'd be very hopeful with the campaign over the next couple of weeks that we'll be able to attract that market back. And the other good thing is that sterling seems to be creeping back up. I think it's back up at 116 or 117 today. And if that went up to around 120, it would have a huge positive effect on Donegal.
And on the markets, the euro is trading at $1.12 and at 85 pence sterling.